The urge to write is a powerful one, and the desire to share new work with others can be equally powerful. 18 years ago, Donna Snyder founded the Tumblewords Project, and local writers have benefited ever since. And Donna is here with me now. Welcome, Donna. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Monica. It's a pleasure to be here.
And joining us from his office at the Western New Mexico University in Silver City is scholar in residence and our upcoming workshop presenter, Dr. Felipe de Ortego y Gasca. I love to say your name. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I feel like I have two heavy hitters in the world of not just literature and writing, but especially in the world of Chicano studies. Let me drop back and ask Donna a little bit about, do you remember what prompted you to start this venture?
Well, yes, I do remember. I was involved in presenting a workshop at the very first Border Book Festival in Las Cruces. And it was a combination of a little panel discussion, a writing workshop on the spot, and an improvisational performance event. And in the crowd of about 70 people, Judith Hill from the New Mexico Arts Division was there. And I knew her from when I lived in Santa Fe some years previous. She had been one of a group of women who taught me to write through the practice of writing and reading aloud in writing groups. And she came up to me and said, well, what would you like to do if New Mexico Arts Division threw you a little bit of money? And I said, well, I'd like to start a writing group in the Mesilla Valley. Mm-hmm. And a few months later, she called me up, told me to send her a schedule, and she sent me a check, and that was it. No application. No.
Oh, that's sweet. I love that.
It was great. And in that very first series of workshops, we had such heavy hitters as Denise Chavez and Debbie Nathan and many other fine writers and people from the tri-state New Mexico, Texas, and Chihuahua area.
It has continued to be an event that really every week is simply a come and drink at the well of inspiration, and there's no paperwork or bylaws, or it's very simple and very focused. And we're going to have the pleasure for the 18th anniversary of Tumblewords of having Dr. Ortego come to El Paso to present a workshop, and I believe it's going to be your 87th birthday, Dr. Ortego?
Sad to say, yes.
Oh, no. ¿Cómo que sad to say? That's fantastic.
Muchas felicidades, señor.
No kidding. No kidding. Now, you have distinguished yourself in the field of Chicano studies, and you were the founding director of the Chicano Studies program here at UTEP, the first in Texas.
Yes, I was.
Tell us.
1970.
Tell us a story about that point in your life and how that happened.
Well, let's see. In 1970, I was 44 and had been working at New Mexico State University from 64 to 70. Mm-hmm. And very small from the university, one day called me at New Mexico State and asked if I'd be interested in helping to organize a Chicano Studies program at UT El Paso. However, he said, I would have to go through an interview with the Metro students. And so I did, and boy, that was the hardest interview I've ever had.
Oh, my. Well, you had already launched the concept because in a year earlier, you had taught the first course in Chicano literature in the U.S., and that was
Yes, I had.
University of New Mexico.
I was writing a chapter dissertation at the University of New Mexico as a doctoral student, and when Louis Bransford asked me in the summer of 1969 if I could teach a course in Chicano literature, actually Mexican-American literature, mm-hmm. I said, sure. So I started to organize it, and I realized that I was so enveloped, so entranced with the topic, I had 125 students in that class, that first class. And I had no idea that it would be the first class in the country on Chicano literature. I had three chapters completed of a Chaucer dissertation, and so I switched to writing a dissertation on backgrounds of Mexican-American literature, which turned out to be the first in the field.
I get this question It's always popping up. Tell me the difference between Mexican-American and Chicano. You're the perfect person to ask, and I hope everyone who's ever wondered is listening right now.
Well, I suppose the most important distinction is that Mexican-American is an ethnicity, while Chicano, for me at least, is an ideological identification.
All right. It's a self-selected designation?
An ideological definition or identity.
And you were the first to use the term, I believe, of the Chicano Renaissance. Is that correct?
Yes, The consequence of teaching that course and then writing that that dissertation, I put together a piece that I perceive to be a renaissance of Mexican-American literature, letters, principally by Chicanos, who were so ideologically driven at that point.
Yes.
And no one would publish it.
Ah.
Nobody understood what we were about, so to speak, as Chicanos, and certainly not in literary terms. And so the Journal of Social Casework, a social work journal in New York, I sent it to the editor, and she published it.
Yes, it takes that breakthrough to start the channel.
None of the literary journals, and certainly not American English or the English Journal of the National Council of Teachers of English, they rejected it. They didn't want to put it.
You led the way in a big way.
They weren't ready. That's exactly right.
But it's been primed, and certainly now Mexican-American or Chicano literature are both just the hottest items on the shelves in many areas.
So much happening. It warms my heart.
Well, it should. It should. You worked for it personally. And before I go further, I need to make sure that I let our listeners know that Dr. Ortego will be leading the Tumblewords Project next Saturday. That's August the 24th. Now, every Saturday, pretty much around the calendar, except for major holidays and whatnot, the Tumblewords group is just a gathering of folks that straggle in we start off at 12:45 and go till 2:45. We meet at the memorial, and I say we because I've had the incredible pleasure of being a part of this group for a few years now, and it has prompted the best writing I have right now in the form of the what's come out of my head in recent years. We meet at the Memorial Park Public Library at 3200 Copper Avenue, and there is no fee. We fundamentally pass the hat. It's that simple. Donna, the website for people to find Tumblewords project information and the schedule would be Facebook would be the best one?
Oh, Facebook's probably easy. You can also just put in Tumblewords Writing Project into Google, and it'll pop up to our website, which has a very long URL, but it's the Tumblewords Writing Project, and it has the current schedule and a few things that have been going on in the past.
Excellent. And it is not Tumbleweeds. It is Tumblewords.
Correct. So we have to
I get that. People are always switching. Now, I have to say that even though we have to individuals here, Donna and Dr. Ortego, who are incredible advocates for particular areas in life. The weekly workshops are not necessarily focused on any specific culture. In fact, quite the contrary. You never know what's going to come out of the woodwork and inspire us at these writing workshops. They are just all over the map and very productive. But what I do want to ask Dr. Ortego and Donna to chat a bit about is the role of written work in fomenting change. Because Donna, you've been a practicing attorney for many years. You have won numerous awards for recognizing you as an advocate for justice for many different groups of people. And of course, Dr. Ortego, you took on the cause of Mexican American literature and have brought it to the fore. So talk to me a little bit about this power of writing.
Well, I'd like to say that Donna deserves a medal of freedom, I think, for having hit upon that great title, Tumblewords, and the program. I can imagine 18 years, that's a long time. I think that's a testament to not only to her stewardship, but to her creativity.
And she is
Thank
that.
You, Doctor.
She is that.
That's a great honor to be recognized by you. I'll never forget when you first told me that you would do a workshop for me, which was also on an anniversary month some years ago. And I was just thrilled to even be recognized by you. And in the context of an email, you, of all people, who are such an expert, not only in Chicano literature, but Chaucer and Shakespeare, and have made such a contribution to our whole community nationwide. As far as tumble words and the act of writing, it's interesting that you talk about writing for change, because I want to make two points. One is that when I first began it, my idea was that the act of writing is in and of itself a political act, unless you happen to belong to a very prestigious elite somewhere where your parents expected you to be writers and you were sent to the best universities and the best writing classes in the world. But for the rest of us who are working class or laboring class or non-English speakers, the act of writing, the act of giving voice, is a political act. And that was where I came from when I first began it. Secondly, it's coincidentally, next month in September, we're going to be taking part of a global project. It's the third year, and we've been involved every year, 100,000 Poets for Change, which has events going on all around the world. And that's because it's been recognized that poets have the power to make change through the act of giving voice. And so that's what Tumble Words is about, whether you have a participant who's a Chicano activist, a Chicana activist, whether you have a participant who's a grandmother who's never written before and her granddaughter drags her in saying, come on in, abuela, you know, I've always known you to want to write the family story. We're all equal before the blank page. But we've had all kinds of cultural representatives in our workshops, Hungarian, Chilean, Cuban, Peruvian, all across Mexico, all across the United States.
And I think the large part of the reason for that is because you have attracted them. You make you create this safe space, and that's what has been such a huge gift to us for the last 18 years in our community. And Dr. Ortego, I believe the title of your workshop is going to be The Magic of Words, Narrative Inventions. I won't ask you to give it away. Folks just need to turn out and expose themselves to this wondrous experience that is Tumble Words and enjoy the gift of Dr. Felipe de Ortego y Gascas workshop. That's next Saturday from 12:45 to 2:45 at the Memorial Park Public Library, 3200 Copper Avenue. For information, you can call 566-1034 or just Google Tumble Words Writing Project. I want to thank my guests, poet and literary luminary Donna Snyder, who founded the Tumble Words Project, and Dr. Felipe de Ortego y Gasca. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you very much. Thank you.